Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, some have called me the queen of predictable sales results because, well, of the easy formulas that I share that create predictable results. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not in just demystifying the client getting process, also known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And, well, those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks. And I don't know about you, but I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs, well, that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people achieve their highest levels of success. So I am super excited to introduce Chad Weller. Now, over the course of two decades, Chad has helped thousands of people realize their potential. Focusing on successful people who may have gotten off their path, Chad helps create high-performance life habits to empower them to live their best life. Now, Chad Weller is a high-performance life coach and entrepreneur. He's traveled the globe for years as a model, professional ultra-marathon runner, and speaker. Now, his passion is to inspire those who are willing to grow. With gritty determination, Chad overcame adversity in his own life and now serves as an example of what is possible. A dynamic public speaker, Chad encourages people in groups by teaching diverse audiences how to stay the course with heartfelt and practical insight into his own struggles and triumphs. Over the course of two decades, Chad has helped thousands of people realize their potential and is prepared to help you reach yours too. Well, welcome, Chad. I am so excited to have you as our guest on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, well, and I love that you're really stepping in your own power and being an inspiration to others, you know, by helping so many people really connect with their own power so they can overcome the things that are holding them back. I'm just curious, you know, you kind of alluded to this in the intro. What was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to decide to go into business for yourself?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really found out that I didn't really like working for somebody else, and I wanted to challenge myself of how to get outside of that comfort zone. I felt going in and clocking in and going through the same motions and having somebody constantly tell me what to do or where to be was just repetitive, and it didn't get me excited. I didn't feel connected to it, and I felt I could do more. So I wanted to step outside my comfort zone and see what that was like.
Nice, yeah. Well, obviously, it's been a good fit to break out of that comfort zone. So how long have you been a life coach, and has your business vision changed since you first started?
Yes, I've been a life coach for 5.5 years now, but I've been an entrepreneur going on 10 years. So it has changed my life significantly after, you know, stepping out into the unknown and really embracing the unknown of the uncertainty of how you're going to make your first, how you're going to score your first client, and how you're going to pay your bills, and how you're going to eat.
Right.
There's so many unknowns when you first get started.
Yeah, that's for sure. If it was easy, I guess everybody would do it, right? Is the saying. Sure. But transitioning out of being an employee into, you know, an entrepreneur. Now, I know you said 5.5 years as a life coach, but 10 years as an entrepreneur. So, what were your initial entrepreneurial efforts?
Yeah, so I was a running coach prior to this. So I helped people learn how to run, and I coached families basically on how to train and individuals how to train for marathons, and me being a professional runner, I kind of went hand in glove with, I was able to run 100-mile distances, and, you know, people were asking me a lot of questions. So I just, this is when I stepped into my own and developed
the obvious question,
this.
Chad, is probably how do you run 100 miles? That's an amazing accomplishment right there, just to be able to overcome that, you know, physical and mental, roadblocks. But so you provided that kind of expertise and guidance to other people who wanted to learn how to run marathons and excel at their sport?
Yes, exactly. And I basically, this was the pivotal piece, was I was helping people really understand running is all mental. And that's really how I got through the 100-mile races is everybody asks, how did you run for 30 hours straight? Well, you have to keep telling yourself to keep going. And that's a lot of the entrepreneur mindset that we're going to talk about today is how to keep persevering, how to keep pushing yourself, staying uncomfortable and getting comfortable being uncomfortable all the time. So as soon as you start, you line up, or actually as soon as you sign up for a 100-mile race, it gets really uncomfortable because there's so many unknowns of like, okay, well, you have to climb 30,000 feet in this race and there could be snow and you don't know how it's going to go. So there's a lot of uncertainty. So you just, what I teach is I teach to how teach people when they're even training for a marathon or 5K or half marathon, even into life coaching now, it's that mindset of how to embrace the unknown, embrace the uncertainty, and create trust and believe in yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. That is, what I've grown to understand is the inner game is, much more critical than the activity that's, the do is also important, but it's what's happening inside your thoughts and your beliefs that is really the power.
So true.
Yeah, for me, one of my areas of expertise is helping entrepreneurs get past their fear of selling, because, that right there can be a huge roadblock to growing a successful business. But, it sounds like from what you just described, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm just curious, what was one of the biggest challenges or roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way in building either your running, coaching business or your life coaching business?
Yeah, it was just the limiting beliefs, the fear of not getting somewhere, focusing on the sale, focusing on the result and not the process. And that goes back to running. If I were to start any of those races, if it's 100K or 100 miles, if I'm focusing on the results, I'm not getting past mile five or the first 5 hours or 10 hours of running. So I've been able to teach myself to take a step back and really focus on and align my energy with the process and not focusing on the results. I feel us as humans, we get so caught up and we get in our own ways and we start focusing on, oh, I have to get 5 sales this week. So it's all about the sales, or it's all about the number. It's all about the money. And then you get into this disconnect and this this energy that is non-serving. And then you get lost. And then you find like, so why am I not getting these 5 sales, or why am I not making this much money? Well, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Interesting. So focus more on the process or being in the present moment. Is that what you're indicating?
Yeah. Yeah. Focusing on the strategy, focusing on the connection piece. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Focusing on the implementations that are going to get you from A to Z. I think we're always focused on focusing on Z and how we don't understand how we're getting there. And then we get lost on how to get there. And then if we're lost, we just get frustrated, and that creates fear, that creates limiting beliefs. And that goes into what we're going through now these days.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll get into that in just a minute here, but what Chad's referring to is the COVID-19 crisis. So, but back to these situations where you've caught yourself focusing too much on the end result and instead of the process. So what do you do, or what did you do in order to overcome that? Or first off, obviously you just had to realize that, oh, I'm focusing on the wrong thing. So my guess is you probably just went right back into, what is my strategy? What's my process? and invested your energy and focus on that? Or did you have some sort of, you know, system that helps you stay on track?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I started studying people. I started just overdoing it. So what is everybody else doing? Start focusing on what everybody else is doing and what are their process and what is their 10 pieces to success or this and that. And what I did is I went inward and I asked myself, what are you really good at? Why are you on this path? What is it that you are aligned with your mission? What are you passionate about and what is your purpose behind this? So when I started leading with purpose and passion, I found out I was really good at connecting, building relationships, listening, and just simplifying my process and just taking a step back instead of being in such a hurry of trying to get those results and sell. That was not who I am. Some people are really good at the sell piece, right? Mm-hmm. Me, I know and I learned the hard way was I focus on the sell, zero sales, sales, I should say. And then I wasn't eating. So I was like, okay, well, I want to eat. So how can I eat? What are you really good at? You're really good at connecting with people and really good at just saying, hi, how's your day going? And I think we get so disconnected sometimes that we simply stop to do that.
Interesting. Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, we get in this fast-paced mode and take for granted, I guess, some of the real, you know, parts and components that are critical to, you know, really making a difference.
Yeah, and my philosophy goes: you build a connection, and you know, my clients are my clients, they're my family. I have family for life. Like I'm just building, you know, strong connections, and I think that's my has been my winning philosophy behind being a successful entrepreneur, which I didn't understand in the beginning. I had to go over many bumps. I had to fall and fail many times because I was focusing on all these other strategies and all these other things that everybody else was doing, plus the combination of focusing on the results. So
right. Yeah, it's very astute, you know, that you've, and of course, we all learn our life lessons by stumbling, and, you know, what's perceived as a failure is really just a life lesson that's going to empower us to reach a new level of success. And, you know, obviously, you're an expert at helping people learn new success habits so they can reach new levels of success. And, you know, when it comes to sales or the client getting process, it sounds like you've really gone through your own evolution here in terms of approaching it, you know, more like, okay, I've got to get X amount of new clients so that I can earn X amount of money. And, you know, this is what I need to do. And what I understand is you've really realized that has become, or that was a barrier for you, you know, and now you're focused more on staying with connections and really, you know, meeting people with where they're at, which is, you know, it's one of those huge principles that I firmly believe in terms of selling, you know, to make it easy is you've heard the old saying, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. But, you know, the big kicker is, okay, how do you establish, you know, trust in a short sales conversation? How do you establish, you know, relatability, likability, credibility, and, you know, clarify the outcome? And so it sounds like, you know, you've really mastered this area or have gotten really good at it.
Yeah, and it's been quite a fun experience when I was able to identify that shift and identify the simplicity. And again, what works for me might not work for everybody else, but just identifying your own talents and your own, what's speaking to you through the purpose and passion, and really just being able to connect there and slowing down was just, there's so much less noise of the fear and limiting beliefs and doubt and self-esteem. Mm. And
oh, yeah.
I was able to create that that sense of clarity and certainty where I'm going.
Right, where you're helping people through their areas limiting, you know, beliefs and doubts and that kind of thing. And maybe that's what you were just referring to, is helping others through their processes. Because that can be, you know, the foundation for a sales conversation is just helping people through their own journey from being a resistant or skeptical prospective client to, you know, trusting, excited, you know, clear on their decision, ready to work with you.
Yeah.
So that's the prospect to client journey. Well, you know, Chad, like you mentioned, we're in a really unusual time currently with the COVID-19 crisis, kind of continuing to unfold. Have you pivoted your approach or the message that you've been sharing, or has your business, you know, pivoted at all in response to this crisis that's occurring?
Yeah, I mean, as everything that's going on, I definitely say of being quarantined, different energies around, you know, the lockdown, I think is all forcing ourselves to face different things. But it's also, I feel it's the universe giving us opportunities to spend time. And we could start some of the healing process, which, you know, I work on with a lot of my clients, of understanding, like, we're in a go, 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 go mode all the time. And our entire systems have been shut down. And you don't have to keep them running anymore. I'm teaching everybody to look within and connect with their souls. It's also bringing us closer like never before. Humanity is its best when we're all united. And I'm really starting to see some really positive things. I try not to focus too much on the news, but just to get some, you know, obviously you want to know what's going on, but not sure. Really getting sucked into the negative piece. But I feel that we all use this as a reset. You know, what are the simple things in life that we can connect to? Is it a book? Is it sitting, listening to owls outside, or watching the clouds go by, or, you know, focusing on a project you wanted to get done? So this is, if we can teach ourselves how to focus a lot, this is a lot about my coaching is about mm-hmm. energy, and where energy goes, energy flows. So it's just about really looking at this as something that's as positive we can make it.
Right? Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's not serving anybody to just keep dwelling in the fear and the, you know, the doom and gloom. I mean, we're not talking about putting our head in the sand. Of course, this is a reality, and this is having a huge impact on people's health and well-being. But yeah, I just love how you are able to, you know, rotate the perspective here and see it as an opportunity, you know, to really gain new clarity in terms of maybe priorities. Yeah, if you just want to maybe continue on that a little bit, because I know that you yourself have dealt with plenty of adversities throughout your own life. And so this is minuscule compared to what you've, I think, have had to overcome in the valleys and whatnot. So I think your perspective here is extremely valuable. So, you know, if you want to say anything more about just this opportunity for people to really learn or gain insights from this, you know, situation where we're having to adjust our lifestyles.
Yeah, this is such a crucial time. I think we all we're creators. I think a lot of a busy life, having kids and families and jobs and sports and all these things that we're doing, concerts and restaurants and everything, is like, it's no longer there. Obviously you still have your family and kids and everything, but we have to all take a step back and remember that we are the creators. We're the creators of what we can do right now and make the best out of that situation. So again, going back to creating, what's a project you want to work on? Maybe it's your basement. Maybe it's, you know, writing your book or reading a book, or maybe it's taking your kids, down the street to the park you drive by every day and never gone to. So mm-hmm. there's just all kinds of things. I think now that we're able to slow down, just imagine you're the creator and you're looking for something positive. You're looking for something that's going to give you positive energy back, instead mm-hmm. of using this as, I can't go to my favorite restaurant. I do that every Tuesday. This is just ridiculous. Or, what do you mean we're locked up for another month or 2 months, and just turning everything. So it's just about flipping the script and, you know, taking this really challenging, I'm not trying to dismiss this at all, it's a very challenging time, but also to take this challenging time and turn it into something where you can reflect on yourself and grow and be better.
Right. Yeah. And that's probably one of the high performance life habits that you help people to really tap into, is just the understanding that we each have the ability to see the positive in something, and it goes against the grain because the media, and, you know, it's easy to talk about the negative, and that's the popular stance, but it takes strength to really, okay, what is good about the fact that I can't go to my concert, or I can't, you know, go out to my favorite restaurant, and put value, realize that there is value in being able to sit down across the table and talk with your child, you know, without having to dart off to some soccer match, or, you know, and not that we have to, but I'm just saying, just like you said, we get sucked into the busyness. So yeah, that's great. I really appreciate your perspective on that. So, well, Chad, I know you do work with large groups as an inspirational speaker. Are there other ways that you work with people who have maybe fallen off their own path, and or they want to achieve higher levels of success?
Yes, I also do one-on-one coaching, virtual one-on-one coaching, or in-person one-on-one coaching. That is one of my favorites besides speaking on stages. It just allows, again, going back to what we were speaking about before, is just building that connection and really diving into eliminating the things that are holding somebody back. And, you know, you mentioned something earlier around the coaching piece around changing people's lives, but each person I've come across and been blessed to either speak in front of or coach, they changed my life significantly because I'm always learning from somebody else too. And I think that's a really important piece of the sales, is there's maybe going to be one system that's just going to work all the time, but I don't know. We can ask the expert here. Is that always the case?
No, right? It's not always the case. It's more successful to have a framework, is what I share with people, is have a framework, not a rigid structure, because like you said, everybody is their own unique, blend of their beliefs, their experiences, their ideals, their hopes, their dreams. You know, everybody's unique in that way. And so if there are too many, you know, rigid structures to try to put people in, you're going to have sales blind spots. You're going to lose people that right. might actually be excited to work with you.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, obviously I think you've piqued a lot of people's interest here, Chad, in terms of the work that you do provide and the transformation that you help people through. How can listeners who are interested in breaking past any limiting beliefs reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yes. In these challenging times, I'm offering on my website, it's chadweller.com. It's a 60-minute breakthrough session. We're basically, we get to know one another, build some rapport, but we also get to see if the connection's there, but also just to learn some things, some simple tools on how to break through these challenging places. You know, we talk a lot about surrendering to things that you can't control, and surrendering to, you know, these hard times, and really stepping into your truth and stepping into your power. I like what you said earlier, is just that your superpower, like we all have a superpower within us. And what I like to do in these sessions is identify that superpower and then unleash it. And you just totally own this. And this is a really important piece, part of the sales, is when you have that confidence in sales, and you have this, you know how you tap into your superpower, that comes out with confidence and self-esteem, and that comes out with truth behind the sale. And that sells itself. And
right.
that's where I've established to really stepping into my truth and my superpower. Not that I'm anybody better than anybody else or this or that. It's just, I just went within and done a ton of work on discovering how to be my best and what works for me. And this has not been easy. I have fallen down. I've been the rock bottom many, many times, but you know, that's what we uncover here in the 60 minute session. And it's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
To go through.
It sounds powerful. Yeah. That's awesome. So that's chadweller.com. And he's offering breakthrough sessions just to connect and, you know, see if there's possibly some opportunity there to really reach new levels of success. So, well, Chad, you've already shared, you know, so many golden nuggets of wisdom. It's just been great listening to you. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, what's the best advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their own ability to succeed? What's a piece of advice that you could share with them to help them?
Yes, this is one of my favorite parts. I truly believe it all begins and ends in you, in your mind. What you give power to has the power over you, if you allow it. And then trusting the process. Mm. So, because it is a process as an entrepreneur, being in sales, being in any journey in life, going through what we're going through right now in this this challenging time, is really be careful what happens upstairs. Pay attention to what's happening in the minds, and what you give power to has power over you if you allow it. So again, that's going back to the positives and
right.
Trusting that this is all going to end, and trusting that if you're looking to go somewhere, it starts with believing in yourself and you'll get there. It's just, it is a process. So be patient.
Coming from a man who runs 100 miles, I believe you. that is an amazing, amazing accomplishment. 30 hours of running. So obviously you have tremendous wisdom and the actual life experience that goes behind the words that helps your clients really realize their greatness. So, well, Chad, it's been so great getting to hear about your journey from, you know, a frustrated employee to a high performance life coach and learn about the great work that you're doing. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And again, our listeners can reach out to Chad on his website, Chad Weller, that's chadweller.com, and grab one of his 60-minute breakthrough sessions. Sounds powerful. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to really feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized, or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, well, they just weren't my ideal client? So if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot laser coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode with our guest, Chad Weller. And as always, here's to your success.